Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people who love him. And all of his word is here to help us out. Now we access the word of God. We bring the reality, truth, and power of God's word in our lives by what we say. Our words help us access all the rights and privileges and blessings that's given to us by God through the word. When we speak the word of God in our lives transform. And that's why we're able to live on earth as it is in heaven. And see, every time we get someone saved, we get a new member of the body of Christ. Older members die out, and new members come in. And every time we get new members in the body of Christ, we get new perspectives. If you take anyone who is receptive to the word of God, they're going to see things in the word that others miss out on. And there are many things that we're missing out on because we don't see. Remember, the way we measure is measured to us. Now, the full strength of God's word, most people don't get that close. They don't operate in the full capacity of the word. The way we measure it is it'll be measured back to us. The way we see it, the way we perceive it, the way we measure it is measured to us again. The more we receive of God's word, the more we're able to measure God's word. The more light we see others live, it enables us to measure the word in a greater way. The more we see, the more we see the Lord, the more our body will be full of light. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your body will be full of light. Now your spirit and soul is trapped in your body. It's captured, it's inside your body. And you're designed that way. So if your whole body is full of light, your whole being is full of light. Because you see God's word. So the more we see the word of God, the more we see and understand God. And the more we relate to the Holy Spirit, relating to the Holy Spirit, learning who he is and how he works and how he operates, there's more light that we see, so there's more light that we operate in. And then what happens to our vision? Our vision increases. So we see God in a greater way. So we automatically, we're able to measure God's word in a greater way. But watch this. If we have faith as a seed, at the size of a mustard seed, we can move a mountain. So the more we're able to increase in faith, the more we're able to do and perform. It's not about our performance, it's about how we see him. Now going to church, receiving the word, going to prayer meetings, spending time with the Lord, all these things make us strong if we go receptively. You can go to church grudgingly. You can go to church and think about home. Your body's there, but your mind is on the other side of town. Not saying it is, but I mean it can be. It's when you go and when you are receptive. Whenever you're in the presence of an anointed person and they're there to minister to you, they got the anointing on. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're praying for you, and they want to see the best of God in your life. But when we have to turn the anointing on for us, we have to be receptive. See, the Holy Spirit knows, he can tell when you're receptive. When you're receptive, then he can enable that person to feed your life. And the more we receive, the more we can measure God's word in our lives. Some people don't measure God's word as much as they should or as much as they can. But the more we receive his word, the more we can do. Our abilities increase. And then from there, our performance can increase. And that's what we want. I want my performance to be perfect so that my life will be better. If I receive God's word in my heart, then as I receive it, it'll become faith. Then I can speak it into my life and I can cause my life to be on earth as it is in heaven. And I can be a blessing to other people at my will. When I see people like James Robinson on TV trying to feed children and dig wells for water, I can donate. I don't like when they have a need and I can't fulfill it because all my money is spent. You know, when I see people like at the St. Jude Hospital, they take care of people. You know, they fly the parents in and take care of their child, you know, and they don't charge them. And children that would have died from cancer, they live. That's priceless to me. I know God can heal people, but they're healing them. They're healing a high percentage of people that would normally die. They're getting to live. And those are the things I like to donate to. And people who are actively spreading the gospel over the world, helping people live, helping people see God. I want to be a part of it. And so in my ministry, I do that. And ministry costs money. And I like to be able to give. So I need the word of God active in my life everywhere. And then there are things I desire to buy for myself, things that I can use to help spread the gospel. You know, all these things are important. If it's important to you, it's important to God. But as we speak the word of God, we have vision for life, and we can speak his life in our life. When you speak the word of God, you're speaking the life of God to enhance your life and to be a blessing to others to enhance their lives. All of our children, all of our people, we have needs, and they can be, and we can bless others as we receive God's word in truth. And it's a blessing. I thank God for all the abilities he's given us. And they are many. And I thank him for all that he's doing. And the Holy Spirit is mightily moving in his people. And I want to see the handiwork of God unfold, finished works of love. We have so much that's so much we can do in life. And as we continue to follow him, we're enhanced to do greater and greater things. Till all are one. The Lord gave us life, and we access it by speaking it, by speaking his word in our life by faith. We speak his word in our lives by our faith without doubt. And the way we measure it is measured to us. So whatever you speak is measured to you again. And the last broadcast, the Lord taught me that we deal with Satan's, we destroy Satan's attack points. We fight spiritually. There are Christians that do fight spiritually. They learn how to fight spiritually and they fight spiritually. And I have always fought Satan. You know, I've fought spiritually. I rebuked the enemy, demons, things like that. But there's an influence that I was not fighting as much, and that is the influence of man. And you know, I mentioned last broadcast how some years back the Lord said, he told me one day that men are persuaded by men humans are persuaded by humans. The persuasion of humans is greater on humans than demons or angels. So we are persuaded more so by each other than we are from angels and demons. But we're still, that means that the persuasion of man is much greater. And sometimes people don't fight the persuasion of man when we should, we don't. Because we're not thinking of men as being an enemy. But the persuasion of Satan can come through anybody at any time if they're weak enough. Even Christians, even anointed people. So the persuasion of anointed people is great. But if it's wrong, you have to rebuke it. Not to embarrass them, not face to face with them, but the persuasion, you have to speak to it. It's just like when the day Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" And some said Elijah, some said one of the prophets. And then he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "You are the Son of God, the anointed Son of God." And he said, "Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but the Father revealed it to you." And then he said, Bless are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven." Now that applies to everybody. But that's when he put Peter first. He was the chief apostle of his time. Because he answered the question that God was looking for. So it was always Peter, James, and then John. And then, you know, wherever Jesus went to do something, he took Peter, James, and John. Peter being first. He answered the question. Now, even when he was about to lay down his life for us, he said, "Satan has desired to sift your mind as wheat, but I pray for you, Peter. And when you're strengthen your brothers." And again, he said, Peter said, "I'm going fishing." And Jesus came to him after he had died and rose again. He said, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter said, "I love you, Lord." He said, "Feed my sheep." Then he said it again. "Peter, do you love me?" "Yeah, Lord. You know I love you. Feed my sheep." "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord." He said, "Feed my lambs." He put him in charge. But the day he put him in charge, the day he said, "Flesh and blood didn't show you this, but the Father," then he talked about how he was going to die for us. And that may have been the first mention that he would actually die for us. And Peter said, "Not so," but he said, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter was talking, but Jesus addressed Satan. Because Peter didn't understand the depth of what Jesus was doing. And Satan used his lack of knowledge and tried to use it against Jesus. Because now a friend, at a strategic time, the man that believed who he was saying, "Not so, Lord." And he said, "Get behind me, Satan." Now this happened because Satan will use the influence of others if he can get away with it. And he could get away with it because Peter didn't have knowledge. He didn't have the knowledge of God. He didn't know the plan of God. He didn't understand the depth of God's word in that area. So Satan had an advantage against his mind to say, "Not so, Lord." Now, but Jesus rebuked Satan, though Peter was doing the talking. And when he did, now Peter had a chance to recognize it was Satan that was coming against him, not Peter. And that's something you just can't forget. There are some things in life, there are some words that are spoken you will never, ever forget it. And that was one of Peter can remember that now. Now, it's important to know that some words are going to be etched in your spirit forever. But there are times that people deviate because of their lack of knowledge. I told you in the last broadcast, sometimes when I want to do something, I don't tell people that I know would be negative. I know they're going to be negative because I work with them. I've worked with them for years. And I know how they think. So if I want to do something, I have to hide it. And we covered that last broadcast. Even in some of those movies I like to watch. I like to watch Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit. And these movies are parables. I said, Lord, these movies remind me so much of spiritual warfare. And they didn't leave out the fact that the very people you're trying to help and protect can also be negative. And they'll tell you not to do what God wants you to do. And they're on your team. And then at different times, different ones were negative. And sometimes things would happen, and it was like, you know, it mirrored spiritual warfare in my life. I know it's a story, but it's also a parable. J.R.R. Tolkien was a Christian man, and he wrote these stories to be parables. They have a Christian tone to it, and they have they show the spiritual warfare side of life, and how the best things in life is the love of God, and it overcomes all evil, not power, but love, kindness, resilience against evil. All these things help us to see God, see how it really is. That's why Jesus said, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. It's your everyday kindness that makes the difference. That's what wins souls. That's what changed minds. That's what helps the Lord not have to come back and destroy a nation. It's people who love him that are in it. They hold back wickedness through their kindness and their love. And we promote just like it is in heaven, it can be like that here in our lives if we access the kingdom of God by speaking the words of God in faith and not doubt. But if you doubt, you can't have it. And there are people who think like the world, who think like the scientists. Though they're Christian, they act like scientists in their thoughts and in their doubts. But as we go forward, we overcome all that. And we can win from glory to glory. There's nothing in this world that trumps the words of God. Just like every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, when we speak the words of Jesus, our Lord, we have the supreme and primary authority. The world don't like it. They can't outlaw it because it transcends. It's greater than their laws. It's greater than man's strength. It's greater than man's might. They exist because we exist. As long as we do our part, they get another day. We sustain the earth because salt comes out to living in the light. If we obey the light of God's word, then it qualifies us to be the salt of the world. We live in the light and we preserve the world. He put light first. You're the light of the world. The salt. We know. Well, we either way, if we preserve the world because we live the light. But if salt loses its savor, it's no good. And if the light is hidden, it's no good. So we have to overcome all forms of negativity. Whoever the enemy will use against us and the persuasion of men, we have to rebuke it just like we rebuke Satan's thoughts and opinions. We have to rebuke human thoughts and opinions that's not in line with God's word. But we don't have to do it to embarrass anybody, but we do have to do that so that their doubt don't get on us. And you see it for what it is, and you always stick to the word and access the word of God, and you overcome all things. And that's where the blessing is. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life, according to your faith and how you measure it and how you speak it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.